Right, well, first things first, we have to sort of do these things properly. Pilar, I want to say thank you for this absolutely fantastic cup of tea. It's in a nice, well, you can't see this, obviously, a nice St. George's mug. So thank you very much for that. Just going to have a quick try. Obviously, I'm not trying to, you know, suggest that I need to test it first, because I know that your cups of tea, actually, it's a mug more than a cup, but they're always excellent. Hang on a minute. Oh yes, perfect, absolutely perfect, as I knew it would be, Pilar. So get that out of the way. Secondly, I've been sort of checking out what's on the telly. Because, obviously, we're getting near Christmas and all the sort of Christmas films. I'm waiting for all the Christmas films to start. Last year, I didn't know about this, but sort of after Christmas, like, I don't know, 28th of December or something, I discovered on the satellite a Christmas film channel. Yeah, sort of in the film section, just playing nothing but Christmas films. And I missed it, so I sort of found out too late. So I keep on checking the sort of TV guide listings and the Radio Times online and everything, hoping and praying that this sort of strange channel, which was there 1 minute and gone the next, may reappear. But so far, nothing. But I discovered on one of the True Movie stations, I've lost it now, actually, but I've lost the page anyway, but they're showing a Christmas film today on one of those True Movie things. However, what has sort of got my attention is that, you know, I've been talking about Due South, which has always been one of my favorite programs, and because it's through that I discovered the wonderful music of Jay Semko. Obviously, Jay Semko has been in the music business for a long time, but I sort of became aware of his music through Due South. I bought the soundtracks, and then I contacted him and got the interview and everything, and that's sort of where my interest in Jay Semko began, with the music. Particularly the Cabin Music is a wonderful track, and whenever I listen to that, always makes me think of the log cabin that was in Due South. And I think I started watching Due South because I've always loved, obviously it was on the BBC, and towards the end it was partly made by the BBC. It was partly financed by the BBC. So, obviously, as a keen BBC fan, I came across it when it used to be shown on Saturday nights. Can you imagine a time before we had Doctor Who on Saturday nights? We had Due South, which I think is a terrible shame that it was cancelled and sort of not brought back. And in one of my conversations with Jay, he did mention, you know, maybe it's time to bring it back. And I think it would be fantastic if they did. And the whole point of the sort of fish out of water thing, where the Mountie, he's on the trail of the killer of his father, and he's basically sort of a fish out of water. He's in Chicago, a long, long way from home. I think it'd be really nice if they made another series. I think it'd be quite great. And I suggested to Jay maybe they could do it in London because of the obvious British connection. Due South, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, obviously, in Canada, they sort of share the same Queen, the same sort of head of state, if you like. And I think it would be a lovely idea to bring Due South back. And I was just looking at the schedules today, and it's on. It's back on the BBC. Monday, 15th of November, 1 p.m, BBC Two, The Man Who Knew Too Little. It's an episode of Due South. Fraser escorts a pathological liar back to Canada to stand trial for perjury. I remember there's a funny episode. There's two episodes with this character in. He's always lying. But this is a fantastic episode. And I think it's great that Due South is back on the BBC. And it makes me think that Due South, it's a bit like Doctor Who in the sense it has so many different sort of elements. And you have the Mountie, you have Diefenbaker, the Wolf, so many sort of aspects, a lot of potential for marketing. Anyway, I love Due South.